Camp Polish Podcast. Yes, we got some new intro music, which I'm just playing around with it. I'm just playing around with how I want to introduce this thing and kick this train wreck off. Let's get into the news. So there was a guy in the Bronx who was waiting for a bus. This is a true story, okay? And I got to credit the New York Times for, you know, for any details of the story. But there was a man, okay? He was waiting for the bus. He lives in the Bronx, and the sidewalk caved in. Just a giant hole formed out of nowhere in the sidewalk, and then he fell in the hole. And luckily, it wasn't too steep. It was only 13 feet, which, you know, it's not steep, but you'll live. You might fracture a tibia or two. But he fell in, and immediately after he fell in, rats started crawling all over him. Or I should say he fell into a pit of rats, and then he fell on the rats, and the rats started crawling all over him. And his brother was there, and this was a quote from his brother. He said he didn't want to yell because he was afraid there were going to be rats inside his mouth. This is what New York City has come to. Actually, I shouldn't say this is what it's come to. This is how New York City is. This is what it always was. This shit happens all the time. Here's a statistic. Since July 2019, there were 25 reports of sidewalk cave-ins. That's one's too much, you know? Especially on a sidewalk. It's like, let there be a cave-in in the Kmart. Everyone's going to get away just fine because there's no one in there. There's no one in there. Let there be a cave-in in Times Square. Let some tourists from Iowa fall in. No one's going to care. No one cares. No one cares about the entire state of Iowa. I don't know if I have any listeners from Iowa. I do know I have some Haitian listeners, so I would never say that about Haiti. But, you know, Iowa can suck a big, fat, corn-fed dick. No, I love you, Iowa. But anyways, that's insane, dude. So people are, like, freaking out, like, oh, my God, New York is... How's New York going to survive the coronavirus? There are pits of rats that could swallow you up at any moment in this city, and people are still killing other people to come live here. So I think New York City is gonna be just fine. I can't even like get over like if I was that guy, dude, it's just like, what the fuck? How do you stay in New York after that? How do you just not just move? Fuck it, I'm going to Long Island, or I'm going to New Jersey, where I can walk on the sidewalk. Who would have thought that walking on the sidewalk would be a privilege? It doesn't surprise me the fact that it happened in the Bronx too. I mean, no one, the New York City government doesn't give a shit about the Bronx. That's where they put all the Latinos and the black people. They're just like, but I know we've been gentrifying Harlem and we've just been pushing it up, but just put them all in the Bronx. You know, it's fine. They got semi-functional sidewalks. God, that's fucking terrifying. I mean, rats are disgusting, dude. And New York City, I mean, there's just rats all over the place. I think if you just dug like 2 feet under the ground, it's just like... It's just there's no more soil in the ground. It's just all rats on rats. So yeah, you know, COVID. How can we be scared of COVID? How can New Yorkers be scared of COVID? There's just no way, you know. So we're gonna be just fine. And you know, my my thoughts and prayers go out to that poor fellow. I hope he gets some compensation from the city, because that's fucking terrifying. Let's talk a little bit about the election. I mean, I know, like, it's no big news has happened, but, right? I mean, the fucking last day of election is in 2 days, so we should talk about it. I mean, Republicans have been complaining about voter fraud, mail-in voter fraud, which I think is a legitimate concern. I think it is. I think the way we should vote is, like, we should get a confirmation that our vote counted. Because I voted absentee, and I mailed it in. And I don't know if that shit's going to count. They should, like, email us, like, hey, your vote counted, like a receipt. Like, give us some sort of receipt that our vote counted. Because there are a lot of votes that get thrown out due to error filling out the sheet, you know? So what they should do is they should try to count the votes as early as possible and look at every fucking sheet as it's turned in, check it over for errors, and before the voter, like, leaves the voting area or within a couple hours, they should get an email or a text saying, your vote counted, everything was cool, or you made a mistake on the sheet. You know, you got to come back and fill it out properly. That makes sense. Because otherwise, and this is what Trump brought up in the first debate, he was like, well, listen, you know, people who are counting the ballots of mail-in votes and, you know, different ballots, like, they could skew the election because they could analyze each ballot more carefully for mistakes. And, you know, if they see, oh, this guy voted for Trump, you could just analyze the ballot and see and look more closely for mistakes. Whereas, like, maybe someone made a mistake voting for Biden and they just look past it. Because if you make one mistake on the ballot, you can't fucking, it doesn't count. And I think that's a legitimate concern, you know. But some Republicans are taking it too far. Like the Texas Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick, he said, I quote, if the president loses Pennsylvania, North Carolina, or Florida, they'll lose it because they stole it. They, meaning the Democrats. Which is like, oh, man, that's convenient. All the swing states. The states that matter. What if you lose Texas? Is it still because they stole it? And another thing that really bothers me, too, is like, yeah, the Republicans are concerned about voter fraud, which is a legitimate concern, but why are Democrats not complaining about it? You know, that just goes to show me that Republicans, it's like if both parties were concerned about it, then I could see it as a more legitimate concern. But the fact that only one party is complaining about it, because essentially it should affect both parties in the same way, right? Unless you think that all polling places skew left, which I don't know if that's the case. I mean, I didn't really put that much thought into whether that would be the case or not. I would think not, just because each, you know, polling place would be a reflection of the voter base in that area, so I don't see why it would skew one way or another. So it just goes to show me that I think Republicans are fucking, you know, they're getting nervous. I mean, Democrats should be nervous too, honestly. Like, we picked a guy who's not even alive, and then, like, our fourth choice in the primary. Fucking Biden was like, dude, I gotta get a, I'm definitely selecting a woman of color. Definitely selecting a woman of color. It's got to be her. It's got to be a woman of color. That's so creepy. It's like, why would you just narrow it down to a specific gender and race? It has to be this. It has to be this. That's just a weird thing to say, you know? It's just like, it's just like, I don't know. I mean, thinking about it now, I kind of see the merit of saying, like, okay, I want someone who's totally different from me, you know? I think, like, we have to consider diversity. And we have to consider, like, that diversity does do good things in terms of people working the team. But, I mean, the way he did it, it was like he tweeted it out, you know, and Twitter is, like, the most fucking liberal place on earth. So, like, of course it got, like, a billion likes. And, yeah. And the way his phrasing, too, is like, my vice president will be a woman of color. It's like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the more I talk about it, the more I have less of a problem with it. But anyways, in terms of the polls, Biden is leading in the polls right now, which isn't surprising. I mean, Hillary led a bunch in 2016 and look what happened there. But a couple of the polls, I think in Real Clear Politics, he has a 7.5% lead. New York Times, he has a 9% lead. And 538, he has a 9% lead. So, yeah, I mean, in terms of the polls, he's leading, but who knows? They can just be super wrong. Apparently, I was reading about some articles. Apparently, like the leads he has are way bigger than what was predicted for Hillary. especially in those states that were narrowly won by Trump, which includes Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I mean, the Electoral College system is fucking... Oh, God, dude. It's the worst. It's the worst. The fact that we elect a president not based on popular vote, but based on the Electoral College, because the Electoral College overrepresents, like, rural areas. Places like, you know, fucking Wyoming and Nebraska and everywhere, every bumfuck state that has, like, that's, you know, that skews to the right. Because each state has to have a minimum of, what, like, two electoral votes or three? No, it's three, yeah. Even if their population is, like, two people, they still get three electoral votes, you know? Like, because of the Electoral College, Pennsylvania matters. Which, in any scenario where Pennsylvania matters, means you're not doing it right. Because that state shouldn't matter at all. I like how I'm shitting on specific states. I mean, you guys got, you know, you guys got Philly, right? So, you got some cheesesteaks. Okay, that's enough election talk. I will say this. I will pause and say this. I am actually very... I'm kind of iffy about keeping on doing the news, man. Like, well, keeping on doing the news. That was so poorly said. I'm very iffy about covering the news going forward, just because it's, first of all, it's so depressing. I just read these articles, and it's just like, oh, these people died today, and there's war in this area, and oh, the economy's going to be real. Blah, 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 blah. It's so depressing. And then secondly, it's just like, you know, gets kind of repetitive. I mean, you know, the election is the big thing right now, and I can't wait till this shit is over, because then I don't have to talk about this shit anymore, which is gonna be so nice, you know? But anyways, just a side note, you know, if you guys really want me to go back to talking about random shit, just email me, and I'll keep that into consideration. But in other news, Tropical Storm Zeta is coming. Tropical Storm Zeta. Well, it's actually come. It's already struck southeastern Louisiana, which is, you know, that's the place in the States that got hit the worst. And it is a Category 2 hurricane. And it has left 2 million people without power. So the categories of hurricanes is actually pretty interesting. Category 2 means that winds go from 96 to 110 miles per hour. And there are five categories. Okay? So we already know that... Category 1 to Category 5. Category 1 is mild. Category 5 is the most extreme. Category 5 means that there are winds of 157 plus miles per hour. What the hell? That's just crazy, dude. Fucking the pros in the major leagues throw a fastball at like 95 miles per hour on average. Just insane, dude. So that means if you're in a Category 5 hurricane, it's kind of like a team of steroided up major league pitchers just fucking blasting you in the face with baseballs over and over again. And that's fucking mild. That's Category 2. Category 5 is more than that. Yeah, hurricanes are fucking... They come, like, I feel like they come every year. They come so often and, like... Just people just don't care. They just keep living by the water. I mean, at least we're not affected by monsoons. That shit sounds fucking scary. The monsoons in India. That shit caused a lot of damage, I think. But yeah, I remember like a hurricane came and I was interning with this company. And I remember there was a hurricane that came in like 2014 to New York City. And, you know, this company owned this huge fucking building, and this hurricane came and flooded, like, the first two floors because it was right by the water. New York City is just, like, dude, it's such a train wreck. Like, it's right by the water. If there's ever, like, a tsunami or a natural disaster, like, an earthquake or tornado, it's just a train wreck. Right? The fucking tornado could go into the ocean and start fucking splashing the whole city. There are rats underneath, so we try to hide underground, but then just get eaten. You can't go up, you can't go down. So your only choice is to just keep paying rent, because as we've seen in this fucking apocalyptic situation that we're all in, the world could be on fire, but you're still going to pay New York City rent if you live here, motherfucker. I don't care if you're dying of COVID. I don't care if you're getting eaten alive by rats. I don't care if the fucking McDonald's by you has homeless people shitting right on the counter. You're paying your fucking rent, buddy. I love it. I love New York, dude. It's the greatest city ever. I love it. Okay, well, okay, let's move on from whatever tangent I just fucking went off on. Here's a juicy one. So Forbes predicted that the stock market is on the edge of a historic crash. And they give what reason do they give? I think they give three big reasons why this is so. So the first is SAP, which is a European tech giant. The stock dropped 23% due to a surprise drop in sales. Okay, whatever. I mean, you're going to base an entire economy on, you know, one company. I don't think, especially SAP, which is like, I don't know. It's not like so big that everyone fucking relies on it. It's a business-to-business technology company. I don't fucking use SAP. I don't have any money in SAP, so I don't care about that. The second is that Pfizer has been silent about the vaccine and their vaccine progress. I think they were supposed to have an update for us by the end of October, which they said, but they didn't give an update, so people are skeptical because they're saying that suggests delays. Okay. Vaccine is delayed. Okay. That might hurt the economy some more. Like I said, man, don't take that first batch. It's fucked up. They're rushing the timelines, and I don't think it's a good idea. Take the third batch. Let all the fucking, you know, rich people take that first back, and then they'll mutate into turtles, and then we can take back our money. Okay, then the third reason is that COVID is starting to spread again, and they gave us some figures. In the spring, there were 37,000 cases per day. In July, it was 75,000. And as of October 23rd, it was 85,000 a day. So the numbers are spiking up, which doesn't surprise me. I mean, those numbers doesn't mean that, like, you know, we're handling it poorly. It just means that winter is coming and people get sick in the winter. You know, also, if we're doing more testing, and I think facilities have been, people have been getting more tests. People have been streamlining the testing process. So if we're testing more, then, yeah, I mean, we're going to catch more cases. So it would be interesting to see the percentage in terms of, like, percentage of people that we tested that have gotten COVID. I think that would be a more insightful number. Look at me just using my consulting background to fucking solve COVID. And then they actually give a fourth reason for why the economy is going to crash. They say that there's a stimulus-driven recovery is uncertain. Like, Congress is uncertain about passing that stimulus bill, and we haven't heard much from it, so, you know, it's going to crash. I don't agree with Forbes. I don't think the economy is going to crash. I like how they phrase it, too. They said the stock market is on the edge of historic crash, which is just like the edge. So they're basically saying, like, if it doesn't crash, like, they can save themselves because they can be like, well, it was on the edge. I mean, it avoided it, but it was on the edge. I don't think it is, you know? I don't think it is. I think historically we've just seen big crashes at, like, once every 10 years approximately. Every decade, there's one big crash. And then, you know, the stock market fluctuates. It goes up and it goes down. But every year, every decade, it's only one big one. And we already had it. We already had it this year, back in March, you know? And I think for the stock market to crash, the pattern is usually, it has to be a perfect storm in terms of something going terribly wrong with the economy and the market being super optimistic. Right now, the market isn't very optimistic. People are trying to save money, and I don't think people are very speculative. You know, this year has been an awful year for the stock market. So there's no, you know, there's no optimism. So even if something goes terribly wrong, it's not gonna spiral downwards just because it wasn't hyped up. That's what happened in 2008, and that's what happened this past March. And that's what happened in the dot-com boom too, right? This past March, the economy was at record highs. Stock markets were at record highs. Donald Trump kept tweeting out, dude, we're doing so well, dude. We're doing so good. I'm such a good president. And then it fucking crashed. Same in 2008. Housing prices, just the real estate market was just going up and up and had been going up for years. And people were just like, dude, we're all fucking rich. Let's fucking go to a strip club and have, you know, get jerked off by 17-year-old Thai girls. And then it crashed too. And then in terms of dot-com boom, same thing. Everyone was investing in like these internet stocks, which they knew nothing about. This was in 2001. And then that shit crashed too. So the fact that there's no market optimism, you know, I don't think a big drop is coming. People, dude, I'm telling you, the media just freaks out. They always fucking freak out with the tiniest drop. The Dow could drop, like, they'll be like, the Dow dropped 100 points. Or I don't know how many basis points, 100 basis points, is that 10%? Or is that 1%? No, 10 basis points is 1%. Okay, whatever. Even if the market drops like 1% in the day, people are fucking freaking out. They are flipping a shit. Every analyst on Wall Street is like, oh my God, it just went down a little bit. What do? I'm going to jump off the building. It's crazy. So people are just overreact, you know, in terms of negative market movement. So I don't buy it, Forbes. I don't buy it. I mean, I personally think it's a great time to be invested. Because all the stocks that were impacted most heavily by COVID, they haven't recovered yet. As a matter of fact, you know, some have made gains and others have not made gains at all, right? Airlines, cruise ships, Hertz went bankrupt, hospitality. If you look at their prices back in March compared to now, it's not that much higher. So, you know, I think there's a lot of upside for those companies. And, okay, last piece of news is a little bit of gossip. Well, it's not really gossip, but it's like celebrity news. Kanye West, it was Kim Kardashian's birthday, I think last week. And Kanye West gave Kim Kardashian a hologram of her father for her birthday, which is so creepy because her dad is dead. So this hologram of her dad, Kanye gave this hologram of her dead dad to her. And she liked it, but I watched the video of the hologram because Kim Kardashian posted it on Twitter, and there was one point where the hologram says, I watch over you, and I'm still around. That's fucking scary. Holograms are so lifelike. Like, you guys see a couple years ago, they had that Tupac hologram in concert, and it looked like the real thing. It looked like the real thing. The movements were all on point. And now you have this fucking hologram saying that he's going to watch over you. That thing's going to turn on in the middle of the night. You know? And fucking he's going to start talking. Then Kim Kardashian is going to go downstairs and be like, oh, who turned the hologram on? That's weird. She's going to turn it off. Then she's going to find a knife on the counter. And she's going to be like, who moved this knife? Baby? She's going to go up to Kanye. Baby, did you move the knife? He's going to be like, no, babe, just put it back where it was. Just go to sleep. Then they go to sleep. Then the hologram's going to turn back on. He's going to fucking get that knife out of that wood block or whatever knives are kept. And then he's going to walk up to their bedroom and then slice, stab. Goodbye, West family. It was your fault. You made this realistic hologram. It came to life, and now you're dead. And then he just goes out, and he starts murdering people. And then we got to get Will Smith, who's, you know, his arm is a robot, and we got to get him to stop the robots. You guys see iRobot? That was a great fucking movie. So it's like, come on, we don't want Will Smith to do that. We don't want to have to get Will Smith to stop the robots again. Because he's already done it, and no one's interested in an iRobot 2. Also, his wife is a bitch. His wife is a whore bitch, Jada Pinkett Smith, for cheating on Will Smith. Who cheats on Will Smith? He's a tall, good-looking guy, right? He's so cool. He's the epitome of cool. And you cheat on him? Yeah. You're a whore. Okay, well, that's going to be the... That's going to be the podcast. Guys, I'm going to put my email address back up in the fucking podcast description. And let me know if you guys want to keep listening to news or you guys want me to start talking about random shit again. Because I will say, you know, talking about random shit is fun. I might do one episode of news a week and then one episode of me rambling. The reason why I did switch to news was just because, like, they're so much more popular. They're so much more popular than, like, when I rant about random shit. So, you know, I was going to try this out. But, you know, if my core listeners don't want to hear it anymore, then I'll reconsider. But until then, you know, I'll see you guys this Thursday or Wednesday. Sometimes I release the podcast a day early. And you guys have a fucking great, great week.